Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show, all about relationships. And we have our co-host with the most. I remember today.
Yay.
Lenny Matthews.
Hello.
Say did not hello. Have to remind
say
you.
She, I remember this time. So
thank
there.
You so much. Don't scream I feel loved.
Yeah, well, you screamed and yelled at me enough that I can remember this time. Okay, we are here at KCNR, and if you would like to call in, we sure would encourage you to call in, share your knowledge with us, whatever subject we're talking about tonight. The number to call is 530-605-4567. Again, 530-605-4567. You can also listen to us on the radio, 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. You can even go to your computer and go to KCNR1460.com. Hit the live green button. You can also text Ask Elle at
707-499-8999.
Wake up. One more time.
Busted.
Hello. Wake up over there.
707-499-8999.
Or you can message any of us on Messenger. Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. And we are sponsored by the New Life Discovery Project, and we actually have Tim on the line to tell us a little bit about the project. Tim, you there?
I am.
Oh, good.
So hi, tell us.
I just want Lenny to know that I didn't forget her.
I know.
Nobody forgets Lenny.
Nobody forgot her.
Lenny is loved. Our audience loves Lenny.
So the New Life Discovery Project is a we provide new services. We just opened on May 1st, and we provide services to at-risk population, homeless, those with addiction coming out of incarceration. And we basically provide housing, programming in life development, sober living, if that's what people need. And our real goal is to meet people where they're at and basically to focus on what their needs are, not necessarily what we think their needs are. So we provide a very safe, secure, and place for people to make sustainable life changes.
That's an excellent program, Jim. How can anybody get a hold of you or the
Number is 530. I'm going to forget this. 9993. Okay, somebody's got to help me out because I always forget this number here. 8345, I believe.
Okay.
That sounds right.
I should have it right in front of me, and I don't.
Good going there. All prepared. Okay, well, hey, thanks for tuning in, telling us all about your project.
Oh, thank you.
And yeah, thanks for your sponsorship, by the way. Show wouldn't be here without you.
It's a great sponsorship, great program.
And Lenny says thank you for remembering her.
Amazing, yes. Okay.
Okay, so, Elle, what the L are we talking about tonight, Elle? Oh, that just came out. Oh
you're so funny.
I know. So, what is it we're talking about tonight?
Mother's Day is on Sunday.
It is?
It is, in case people don't
know. I forgot.
Yeah, Mother's Day is on Sunday. So, tonight's topic is, it's really around moms or kids that want to call in and talk about their moms that have good memories of their kids, or moms that have good advice.
Good memories of their moms.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first thing that I think that we're going to do is I put this out there on Facebook, and we did have some people respond with some good parenting advice is what I asked for on the Facebook page. Do you have anything that you want to share that you think is important about parenting for the show tonight? And we did get some responses to that I think were phenomenal. And I want to share the first one that comes from Deborah Clark Fox. And
hello, Deborah.
Yeah,
of course. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Deb.
And Deborah is a phenomenal part of Cool April Night.
Yes, president.
Yes. And what Deborah says is, listen, And you know what? We got that a lot. Listen. When your kids have something to say, listen. Don't even talk. Just listen. Hold space for them to say what they need to say and let them feel like they're being heard. Love that one, Deborah. Thank you for writing in on that. Another one comes from Kelly Leahy, all the way over from Humboldt, and she says her advice is play with your kids. And I'm going to add, you're never too old to do that.
No.
You're never too old to hang out, laugh, have playful times.
I might be.
No, I'm so immature. Yeah.
I could be.
You know what I mean. Yeah. All right. Well, at any rate, be excited to listen about the details of their passions. Right back to
of course
that listening, you know. And I love that. Be excited about listening to their passions. Hear them. Hold space for them. Show them. And then you can teach them about your interests because they're going to be interested in what you're interested in, maybe. Maybe not, but they're still going to appreciate the quality time that you're bringing to them.
I am doing that with Harlow.
Yes, you are doing that with Harlow. If you guys,
he's learning all about cars and planes.
If you follow Ron on Facebook, you'll notice two things. He loves to fly, and he loves Harlow.
Yes,
that's one of many things, but. And one person wrote in, and I'm gonna keep her name anonymous.
Could you say that three times as fast? Anonymous?
What?
A mom.
Anyway.
It's a mom.
Anonymous. It's an anonymous. And anyway, I love what she had to say, and she says, remember what a truly amazing honor being a mom is, and work from there every single day. Remember the honor. And this comes from somebody who's lost a child at a very, when he was quite young. So appreciate that. That is just a phenomenal, comment to add. I love that. The next one is, there is no next one. That's it for the Facebook.
Well, you have me sitting on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, sorry. What we're going to cover now is we're going to really go over, like, if you have what are some of your best memories that you have, either about being a mom or something special that happened to you regarding your mom, a special gift as a mom that you might have gotten from your kids, you know, what kind of special memories? If you're listening, text in, call in. If you're listening, you're going to hear this. If you're listening, you're willing. Text in.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Call in.
And it doesn't have to be fluffy and gooey and emotional. It could be a fun thing. It could be a funny thing. It doesn't have to be a tender moment. It can be a funny moment.
Even. Anything that includes mom memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Or something about mom.
Well, what stands out to me about my mom, and it's not just one thing, but it's a lifetime of my mom. I don't remember my mom cussing. I don't remember my mom losing her temper. I don't remember my mom ever speaking a bad word about anybody, ever.
Wow.
And I remember my mom being incredibly patient and very sweet in her delivery of any message. There was just a sweetness there. My mom believed in me. Sometimes I just didn't appreciate her belief in me because I would think she believes in me. I could blow my nose and she thinks it's amazing. It's a little bit hard, you know, to take everything that she says to the bank. But I miss my mom. I miss being able to share with her. An amazing woman. And I don't know what happened to me because cuss words fall out of my mouth like every other sentence. I can hardly keep them stuffed back down. And yeah.
Oh, our good friend Katie.
Oh, Katie.
Sent me a text.
Hi, Katie.
Heavenly Donuts, Katie.
I love Katie's mama. I know Katie's mommy. Oh. I met her family.
Oh, yeah.
They are fantastic.
Yes. We met them at the,
yeah.
the other
at
night.
Cool April night.
Okay, so Katie has this to say. Just listening and letting our children vent is sometimes all they want, not to always to solve their problems.
Right.
Right.
Great advice.
Thank you, Katie.
Yeah, Katie.
Great advice. Yeah.
Good advice.
Just listening to them.
And with me, I always want to fix people that are hurting. And it's hard for me to remember that sometimes I just need to be a safe place for them to let it out. Just kind of a sounding board.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And not say anything.
Yeah.
I want to fix it, and sometimes it's not my job to.
Just listening. With that, we're going to take a break. Thank you, Lenny,
okay.
And we'll see you back.
We'll be right back.
We'll hear you back here. We'll be back here in a couple.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Goldleaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey-gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey-gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited-time ooey-gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Elle, and welcome back.
And this is Rob Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Show. Back from our break. Oh, and we have our Lenny Matthews, our co-host with the most here.
Good evening, Lenny Matthews.
Hi, Lenny. Nice to have you
Hi.
Here. We are talking about parenting, moms, Mother's Day. So we would like to hear from you at call 530-605-4567 and share with us any memories you have or parenting tips, anything that has to do with moms.
Yeah. And we do have a caller.
Oh, we do? Oh,
yeah.
Hold on. I'm not going to finish. You can listen to us at kcnr1460.com, or you can, if you want to, you can text L at
707-499-8999.
You remembered this time. Or you can text Lenny Matthews, ask L, or Ron Lim at a messenger. And our sponsor for a while here is the New Life Discovery Project in Reading. It just opened on May 1st, a couple weeks ago. By the way, the three of us here are on the board, just so you know.
And I am program director. And
oh, you are? Yeah.
Going phenomenal. Amazing.
Well, you can tell us about it.
No, go ahead. Continue. Carry on.
Okay. Well, what they do, they're a 12-step. Oh, they're not a 12-step program.
We're not. No, we don't.
They view addiction as a conditional condition deeply rooted in emotional and psychological feelings of powerlessness, trauma, personal pain, and suffering. And they actually also provide essential life skills. They help develop core life skills of interpersonal communication, creative and critical thinking, problem solving, life management, resiliency, and they also have places that they're actually providing jobs so that you can work job and get, you know, learn life skills. But anything to add to
Thank you for reading our pamphlet, Ron.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I appreciate that.
I can read as well as the next guy. Oh, yeah. So the phone number that you can call is 530-999-8345 if you want to contact them. Again, 530-999-8345. So,
excellent.
Thank you, Elle. Where are we?
So we're discussing moms tonight.
Oh wait, we have Michael on the phone.
Yeah, and but our topic tonight is because Mother's Day is coming up.
Right.
So we're wanting to hear stories about moms. We're going to talk about good mom advice, and we have Michael on the phone. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Michael. Hey, Michael. I recognize
How
that voice.
Hello.
Thank you for calling in, Michael. So what do you have for us tonight?
So I have a couple of things. One of my fondest memories with my mother, who I just got to say, she's the best.
She is the best.
I'd be lost without her. Shout out to Jeanette, if you're listening, you're the best. We would have mom Sundays. We'd go into town. We'd go get lunch. We'd go to the movies. And there are two times that I remember in particular we went to the movies. We went and saw The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan, and no one was there, so we had our own private showing, which was really fun. And then years later, we went and saw The Princess Diaries, and again, that was a private showing. And both times, we had so much fun. We were able to laugh and chit-chat during the movie and not have to worry about, you know, anyone being there. And then I was also uniquely blessed to live across the street from my grandmother for many years of my life. And we were extraordinarily close. She shared wonderful stories about her life growing up on a chicken ranch when she was young, and stories when she was in school. She got to take her gun to school. She was part of a rifle club, which shocked me. You know, growing up this day and age, you know, knowing what I know, it was just shocking that she was able to take a gun on the school bus and go to school. But I was very blessed to have two wonderful, wonderful mother figures in my life, of my mom and my grandma. And I love them both very, very much.
Well, what a lovely way to honor both of those
very
women.
Nice story.
And I'm fortunate that one is my sister and one is my mom.
Yeah.
So these women that you're talking about. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah. Aw.
Yeah.
What about you?
My mama is gone. She has been gone for, I think, oh, Lordy, I forgot, but she died 3 days after Mother's Day.
She passed away.
So, obviously, I'm trying to forget that part, but it's coming up. So, she's been gone for about 6 years. What do I say about my mom? She was the most phenomenal, incredible woman I've ever known, besides my grandmother. And her life was... She worked all of her life, but she was a country girl, big time. She rode upside down on horses and stuff like that.
Now, that's where you get your thrill seeking.
Yeah, she's a country girl.
That explains a lot of things.
But she was a very hard worker, very intelligent woman. She ended up being, this is back when you didn't have to have a degree, so she became a phlebotomist and a tissue tech for the coroner, and he hired her thinking she had experience, and she would dig the notes that he wrote out of the garbage after he left every day, and she became one of the best tissue technicians in the Northern California. So this woman could do anything. And she was, her life were her children. And then when she started getting grandchildren, she was all about that. And my son, my only son, was born almost 3 months early. He was 2 pounds and lost weight after he was born. So
wow.
He was 5 pounds when I finally brought him home after 6 weeks.
My goodness.
And I wouldn't have gone back to work had it not been her. She offered to be Landon's nanny. And she took that child under her wing. And then they developed this phenomenal bond. And so I can't.
Your son is an incredible human being, too.
Thank you.
So you've got these two wonderful, amazing women that helped shape who he is. And cannot underestimate the influence of the mother-son bond.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can't say enough good about my mother. She is missed. I don't think she was finished, because she had so much good left to do, but apparently God needed her to do something phenomenal in heaven. So, But yeah, Mama was the best.
Great story. Thank you so much, Lenny, for sharing.
I just thought of something with my mom. She's been gone 33 years.
Wow.
A while.
A lifetime.
A lifetime, yeah. But right now I'm thinking about her, because right in my front yard is about 4 rose bushes that are just, I mean, they're huge, and great big roses on them. And she planted those like 70 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're still there, and they're big. But one of the things I remember about my mother was that, you know, being the only son, she worried about me a lot.
Yes.
So when I was married here in Reading, anywhere that we would go, she'd want to know where we were, like every hour on the hour. So she would be calling my friends. Have you seen Ronnie? No, he is not here. Well, where is he? So every time I go to my next friend's house, your mother's looking for you.
When you were married?
Yes.
How did your wife like that?
Oh, I don't remember what she thought about it, but I was like embarrassed. Like, oh, no.
And she called you Ronnie?
Well, my family, my good close friends.
You never stop worrying about your kids. You never stop.
I know.
Ever.
But
I
do remember that. That really sticks out.
That
in my
is
head.
So sweet. And you were such a runaround anyway. No wonder she worried about you.
I was not a runaround.
Oh, come on. You are now.
She was really worried when I started flying.
I bet.
In fact, she gave me
that's
this.
That's what I mean.
She gave me this Jade Buddha.
To keep you safe.
Oh, that's nice.
And said, I must fly. Wear this when I fly. So, yeah, I'm still here, so it must be working.
You know, your yard
minus
has
a few crashes.
Some incredible, speaking of the rose bushes, there's a lot of stuff going on in your yard that's oranges, pretty amazing. Oranges, lemons.
All over.
And
are those all from your mama?
Your parents from that?
Those are all been there like 70 years.
I love
that's
that.
Incredible. Yeah, it has such a great feel to it. It feels established,
that.
Old established.
Mm-hmm. You're lucky.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're very lucky.
Very lucky.
That's awesome.
So anyway, that's
sharing.
My memories.
Yay. Yeah,
thank you for sharing that. So it's a little bit too early to take a break. So we're just going to go on to the next thing. I want to give Lenny credit for really guiding the show tonight.
Give her a hand. Give her a hand.
Yeah. My week was insane, and she really came in and
helped create
the content guiding this.
Oh, she's blushing.
So for the next part of our show, what Lenny came up with for us is some of the best advice that, or pearls of wisdom, or examples of mothering or parenting.
I got a couple here from a listener.
Awesome,
good. Okay. And by the way, if you were a father that raised your children on your own and mom wasn't in the picture, you qualify.
Happy Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
Oh, well.
There you
happy Father Mother's Day.
I had Sean.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'm a mutter and a futter.
That's what was that?
Father.
Okay.
So I think this is a good place for us to break, and then we'll pick up part two when we come back.
Be right back.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. The sun is out just in time for our spring sale and your chance to save big on your home improvements. May 5th through the 14th, Triple 15 fertilizer is on sale for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Have you tried our Garden Power soil yet? It will be only $51.99 a yard. 3/4-inch Cascade Rock is on sale for only $39.99 a yard. Been considering a pond? All products to build your new water feature will be 15% off. Pool sand for your above-ground pool is now only $31 a yard. Installing new or replacing your existing sod? Laux Landscape Supply will build a package customized with the right soil, sod, and fertilizer to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, all while at sale prices. Whether you pick up or we deliver, we have the tools and equipment to take you through your project from start to finish. The spring sale at Laux Landscape Supply is May 5th through the 14th. Check us out on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hello, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lynn, co-host with the Ask Elle talk show about relationships. And we have our co-host with the most here with us, too, Lenny Matthews.
Well, hi there.
Hi there. And she saved the program tonight.
Yes, she did.
Okay. We are still waiting for, well, we've had some calls, but let's have some more calls.
We got a couple people.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's have more people call for share your memories with your mom, anything you can think of. We'd like to hear about it. Number is 530-605-4567. You can go to KCNR1460.com and listen to us on the live green button, or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can call or text message each of us on Messenger, Lenny Matthews, Ask L, Ron Wim. And we are sponsored by the New Life Discovery Project, and Tim here is on the phone going to tell us all about it.
Hi, Tim.
Take it away, Tim.
Hi. Hey, everybody.
Enthusiastic.
Hi.
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 Hi. Hi. So one of the things I wanted to say is that, you know, one of the things that's really unique about our program is our job readiness, vocational training, and career development stuff that we work with our clients on so that when they're done and they've gone through the program, they're ready to get out in real life and have a sustainable living. And in line with that is that we now are the operators of the Cypress Creek Car Wash. We're the only hand car wash, full-service car wash in Reading. And if you want to support the program, one way that you can do it and get your car clean at the same time is come down and let us wash your car.
Awesome.
Awesome. I got a few cars.
Oh, man, my car needs it. You're going to charge me double when I bring my car, Tim.
Can you guarantee the pollen won't come back on the car in 5 minutes?
we're working.
He's a very needy
that,
customer.
That's awesome, you know, Tim.
Yeah.
And you just opened when? Recently?
It is open, you know, and with all the rain we've been having, a lot of people need to get their cars home.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so where can people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of us at 530-999-8345. Again, that's 530-999-8345.
Okay. Hey, thank you for telling everybody about your program.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Yep.
Okay,
we
have somebody's on the phone.
Yeah, we have Kelly.
Well, first of all, what are we talking about today? Oh,
it's, we're doing tonight's show in honor of Mother's Day, and so we're just kind of doing a lot of mother honoring.
Okay.
And
whatever
that looks like. Yeah, we're going to guide the topic because Lenny did a phenomenal job helping me out tonight, but we're also loosely guiding it because we've got people calling in.
Moms
and
are popular. And we're getting a bunch of calls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we have Kelly on the line.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Kelly.
Hi, Annie. Yeah, so I think like two things that stick out for me about my mom and being a mom and things that I really enjoyed with my kids. One with my mom is that I could hug her at any time, any place, and she would always hug me back.
Mm-hmm.
She never said, "I'm busy vacuuming, stop," you know, or I'm weeding in the garden, leave me be. You know, she would hug me.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant a lot. And I really try to do that with my kids. And now I get to do it with my grandkids, and it's just wonderful.
Good advice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And you're a good mom. I am lucky enough to have witnessed your mom parenting you and you parenting. Kelly and I have been friends for I don't even know how long, 40 years.
That's awesome, yeah. Kelly.
So
I love that you share it.
So during kindergarten.
So
yeah. And then as far as with my kids, I just delighted in how funny they were. And so sometimes when they would get really wound up and I could tell, oh, my gosh, they're going to start bouncing off the walls, I had this big basket of musical instruments, like cymbals and this little drum and mariachi things and flutes. And I would say, let's do marching band. And so I would give them instruments, and we would march up and down the neighborhood singing
fun.
And playing our instruments, like full blast.
Did your neighbors like you?
They're probably entertained.
People would come out. They knew it was marching day.
Oh.
And the dog was in on it.
That's adorable.
Great memory.
It wasn't late at night, right? It was in the middle of the afternoon or not at 7 in the morning.
Yeah. It was in the afternoon, like when they were
love it.
Wound up. Yeah.
That's great. What a great
Thank
idea.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thanks
yeah.
for the show. It's fun.
Oh,
thank
thanks
you
for
so
calling.
Much.
All right,
Love
well,
you.
Hey, we have another caller.
Yeah. Going to our next.
Susan.
Yeah. Susan.
Hi.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Thanks for honoring moms today. So I just want to tell you a special story about my mom. She's 83 right now, and what she did for me when I was about 15 and a half is she went to Swenson's Ice Cream and was there as a patron, and she just said, you know, I have a daughter that needs a job, and I was really shy back then. And she goes, she's 16, but I wasn't really. I was 15 and a half, but that's when, local shops could actually hire you at that age. So she goes, she really needs a job, and she's really great. And so she came and picked me up at school, and she said, I found you a job. So I go, you did? It was kind of amazing. I said, where did you find me a job? She goes, at the ice cream parlor. I go, you did? So she
what
goes, you have an interview
job.
Tomorrow.
Aww.
You have an interview tomorrow. So, you know, it was those little things that add up, and I worked there. I got hired, and I wasn't even 16, but they hired me, and it was the best step to get me on my working highway, which all of our children need a boost.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I learned how to do customer service, well, financial advisor now, but that little boost got me to be unshy and gave me my first job. So I appreciate my mom, and I'm so glad she found me a niche, and I worked from there to where I am today. So
well, thank you,
Mom.
Susan's mom.
What a great story, Susan. Thank you so much, because she really had your back. She went to bat for you. And, you know.
I was afraid. Don't even worry. I was like, you did what? I can't even talk. But I was good at school, but she got me into my first customer service area, which is great.
Such a mom thing to do, but really she went above and beyond. That's awesome.
Swenson's ice cream was really good ice cream. So I appreciate her to push me from shyness to customer service to get me up in my career and college and everything. Thank you, Mom.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Again, thank you, Susan's mom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, thanks. Okay, so I have a question for you. I have a text here for you from, and we were talking about.
You have a question for me?
For you, yeah.
Okay.
Something, your mom having patience, you talked about that.
Oh, yeah, my mom had so much patience.
Yeah, so this caller said, made her think that there must not have been many kids fighting. Is that true?
Well, there weren't many kids. There was three of us. And
that's a lot.
We fought a lot. And we had cousins that lived across the street, and we fought with them, and there was a lot of sibling. I don't know if it was normal or not, but in our home, I had an older brother who, I got to say, with my older brother, I pretty much did everything with him. We were 3 years apart, and we did a lot together, which is why I ended up riding skateboards and motorcycles. My dad got me into that, but we fought, and my sister and I, knockdown dragouts.
Yeah.
And as my sister and I got older, we were 5 years apart. As we got older, that gap closed because we became moms.
Right.
And wives. And, we lived in close proximity, and then her and I got very close. So, no, there were a lot of siblings, and there was, I don't know, my mom's a kind of an anomaly to me now when I look back on it. But I just never saw that woman lose her composure.
Well, I had one sister.
And she was sweet.
4 years apart. And there's a spot in the generation gap that's huge. When you're about eight, she's eight and you're like 12. Because you're having your girlfriends over for the first time and you're not playing with dolls anymore. You've got jewelry and makeup and stuff. And here comes my brat little sister.
Yeah.
She wants to be a part. She wants to play, get in my stuff. And so I hit her over the head with a Coke bottle. And I am mortified to this day because I love her so much. And I think back, she was lonely. Aww. She just wanted to be a part, bless her heart. Mm-hmm. And I
hit her with a stick.
A Coke bottle.
Yeah, I knocked her on the head, and I'm a gentle soul, but she made me so doggone mad that I just wanted to.
You almost got that.
Yeah, I heard that.
Nice save.
I
recovered. But so that, and now we're best of friends.
Yeah.
So that 4 years, that gap closes.
It does close
quickly.
As you get older. I'm curious, Ron, if you have any sibling stories.
Yeah.
Sibling fights.
I have an older sister and two younger sisters.
Well, you're the only boy. Come on.
I am the only boy.
So did they pick on you? Or
No.
Were you coddled?
Well, yeah, of course. I was the only son. Hello.
Please.
you don't have any stories to share with us?
No. Well, I don't remember fighting. We're all working.
Did you get in and
tear? Oh, wait. No, I.
You tore the Barbie doll.
This has nothing to do with moms, but I accidentally shot my sister in the head with a bow and arrow.
Why are we laughing at that?
Sorry, sister. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it.
Which one?
I have so many questions. I can't even.
Probably
one
the
out.
Smartest one.
I can't.
Now they're all so intelligent women.
Like, how bad was the damage?
Did she go to the hospital?
No, just a little dent in her head here. And then, you know, she, yeah, that's probably, that explains her now, actually.
Are you going to tell us which sister?
No.
Okay.
One of my sisters.
Okay. That's awful.
I know.
Was it on purpose?
No, it was an accident.
Okay.
It slipped out of my hand.
Did your mom get mad?
I didn't tell her about it. Oh, we're going to have a break. Time for a break?
Conveniently, yes it is. Okay, time for a break.
We'll be right back.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette the Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Hi, this is Elle.
Oh, we're all dancing in the studio right now. Had to ask her to stop. This is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Talk Show. And we have here with us our lovely co-host with the most.
Lenny Matthews.
Oh, look at her. She's blushing. Lenny Matthews. Ta-da.
She's playing with her hair.
Thank you so
playing
much.
With the hair. Okay, so the phone number here, and we would like you. We've been getting callers. Mom's Day is like
texting
very.
Texting in, calling
yeah,
in.
Yeah, Mom's Day is like really famous. You know, everybody wants to like.
Well,
them.
We are. Because
I know you are.
Us,
no, you are.
Nobody would be
exactly,
here.
Exactly. Right.
Thank you.
I'm
not sure why my kids aren't writing in, but.
Okay. Well, the number to call if you'd like to chime in and tell us your stories is 530-605-4567, or you can listen to us at kcnr1460.com. By the way, if you go to the website, you can look at our archives of our old shows. Which I still have to label, but they can listen to all of our shows in the past, all interesting stuff. And you can text Elle at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us at a messenger to Lenny Matthews, Ask Elle, Ron Lim. And we're going to tell you a little bit about our sponsor tonight, the New Life Discovery Project.
Yep. New Life Discovery Project, and we're actually all on the board of this project.
Yes,
it's phenomenal. It's a new project, and the New Life Discovery Project, what we're doing is we're really promoting whole life solutions for people that are, you know, marginalized or just needing help with whether or not you're dealing with addiction issues. We're offering sober living, transitional housing, addiction counseling, life coaching, life skills development, as well as job readiness. So these are all basic modules that they go through intensely throughout the week, preparing them, giving them just giving them some life skills. You know, it's very beneficial.
Well, yeah, it's one thing to recover, but then you have to know how to go out and live.
Continue on.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And even, you know, we have some people that have come in, and they don't necessarily even need the recovery part, but they want the connection, the community, the classes, the coaching, the life skills, the job readiness. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're coming in
right.
as well.
Very good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, the number to call if you have questions.
The number to call if you have questions is 530-999-8345.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so...
tonight's topic, we're talking about moms, but we're kind of talking about moms and kind of talking about kids. Mm-hmm. And we've had some very fascinating stories. Mm-hmm. And this is really because someone wrote in and asked, was I an only child?
Right.
Or was there a lot of siblings? Because my mom was so patient. And then we got off on stories about what moms have to put up with regarding kids.
Right.
You know, and I've got to say that while we were on break, Liam had some very fascinating stories, and I'm going to put him on the spot.
Before you do that real quick, I've got a text here I've been sitting on, and I want to share it. It is a friend of mine that is talking about some parenting, what she does with her boys. And I'll just read it. It says, I've always actively listened to my kids as they were growing up. However, as I was approaching teenage years and beyond, I wanted to create a deeper and safer space with my boys, so I decided that once or twice a week, one kid at a time would be able to stay up past bedtime, have a chat night with me. The ground rules were, first, whatever is said during this time, no matter what, you cannot get in trouble for it. Second, I won't tell your brothers. So what is said during this time
confidential.
Is safe.
Mm-hmm.
And we did this for years, so now it's not really a second thought. If they need to talk about something, they still say, Mom, I need to have a chat tonight.
Nice.
Awesome.
This really helped create a deeper, more open connection with my boys, and I definitely heard a lot more things than I bargained for.
Aww. Yeah. Wow.
For my youngest son and reading, I have a special bookshelf in my living room for my books once I finish them. I had gotten my 9-year-old at the time a bigger book than he was used to reading, and he was a little intimidated by it. So I told him that once he finished the book, he could put it on the special bookshelf with mine. So he was so excited. He is curious, currently working on the third book in that series now.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's good advice.
That's a good one.
I have a text to read as well that came in, and this comes from Jeanette, who happens to be Michael's mom.
Oh.
Who happens to be my sister.
Oh, well.
And she writes, and this is more just about her having an authentic moment as a mom, and she's saying that her best parenting moment is yet to happen. So I think that's interesting, and the reason why she says that I have 4 grown children, and I'm still growing, learning, and evolving as a parent. As parents, we make mistakes. I believe the triumphs come from giving ourselves grace in our mistakes and learning from them. Amen to that.
Wow.
Being brave enough to show and share our insecurities and learning to love ourselves in the process so we can love our children better. And I'm here to say she does do that. You know, she's owns her mistakes, always wants to grow, always wants to learn. My sister is a phenomenal mom, as evidenced by the love of her children.
Thank you, little sister.
That's
Jeanette.
All right,
okay,
so
and we
Liam,
have
we're going to put Liam on the spot.
You're not off the hook.
Our production guy over here.
Okay, so first off, we have 4 minutes and 46 seconds.
Well, you can handle it.
You can do that.
I am the oldest of 6. three of which, the first three were boys, and I set the most terrible, horrible example.
It's so hard to believe.
Disgusting. Yeah, oh, my God. Disgusting. My mom is the most patient woman ever. I don't want to have kids because I'm terrified that they're going to end up like me.
Your karma.
I'm so serious.
Be honest.
I have scars on my hands from when me and my siblings would sword fight with kitchen knives.
No.
Hospital visits, I kid you not, were a weekly occurrence.
Now, how many boys are we talking about here?
Well, so the youngest has Down syndrome.
Oh.
He's like six.
Okay.
But the first three kids were boys. So Liam, Elliot, Galen, Ainsley, Westland. And to top it off, all of us are just like overwhelmingly just sensitive. And so punishment was so intense emotionally. And so like navigating that.
Mm-hmm. But yet.
My parents, I know, had such a difficult time parenting. But as I got older, like adolescence for me and then my siblings was like extremely difficult. And my mom for me was like an extremely safe space. I cherish the drives to and from school where it was just me and her and we could just talk. Because we would always have like, yeah, good conversation.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Good memory.
Love that. But I want to hear about the treetop story.
So yeah, we had, man, I'll list off. I mean, we had these big old redwood trees at our house growing up, like 150-foot redwood trees. And we would climb up to the top of these redwood trees. We'd fill gallon jugs, like milk gallon jugs, with water, and we would drop them on cars as they were passing.
Oh, wow.
Bad boys.
Terrible. We would take Nerf gun bullets, and we would cut the ends off of thumbtacks and stick them in the ends of the Nerf gun bullets and shoot each other. And one time we shot, like, the neighbor and got in a bunch of trouble.
I guess.
We were terrible.
Were naked doing that, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But the police were not an uncommon occurrence.
But you're such a nice guy now.
You know what? Something changed.
This, yeah. Liam, honestly, you're so young. How old are you, Liam?
I'm 19. This wasn't long ago. I want people to know that this was with. This is like not even like 6 years ago. I naked getting shot by Nerf gun bullets?
There's a lot, but a lot happens between 13 and 19 in
it's
a young
true.
Man. But I'm going to say Liam because Liam's the producer of our show. He's
phenomenal
a genius
guy.
And amazing and such an old soul.
He understands our music even.
Yeah.
No, Liam, honest, I thought you were like 24, 25.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're 19.
Yeah, 19.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Wow.
I have a text. Lenny, this is for you. Uh-oh. So somebody texted in. He doesn't know I'm going to read this, but I'm going to read it. Because I said, you know, Lenny helped me do the show tonight. I had such a crazy week that you really had to kind of put the show together and come in. And so here's the text about me. You're very relaxed tonight, meaning me. You are all vibing together. Feels like you are less stressed with Lenny putting the show together.
Yeah. Okay, you're hired.
You should let her do it. from time to time. If she's up to it. So, Lenny, what a great compliment
to
you.
Thank you
so much.
Lenny, great job.
Oh, goodness.
Oh,
I couldn't
love it. You deserve that compliment tonight because you really did. You really just helped pump this show for lifeblood.
I'm only good at giving the phone numbers.
Oh, no, you're not. You're good. You add a lot to the show.
Yeah, the arrow in the head was
okay.
Pretty funny.
All right, I fess up. It was Jeannie.
You said names.
Well, everybody was
he went there.
Pressuring me.
All right, thank you for joining us
all
tonight.
Right.
And
all right, that was
happy
fun.
Next
Mother's
week.
Day.
Happy Mama's Day.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.